This is our common testimony. We're not here with some agenda. We don't lay out money and come for a weekend here just to get away from something. But we'd rather be with you and the things we find you in more than anything. Oh, we thank you for those who've gone before us and paved that way of preoccupation. For Paul, whose stretch and race was toward yourself. And through the stuff of our life, we find what's really the value behind. We'd rather be with you. We thank you so much for your presence here among us, for the love and the fellowship of the saints, for Pam's piano playing and Jean's violin, for the songs that are sung, the testimonies given by our missionary brethren, and the fellowship of the saints at the table, and all of that preciousness, all given to us that we may see through them to the Lord, hiding slightly behind the fellowship of the saints. Now, Lord, as we study the Word tonight, I realize that even a message is only a sign, and the messenger is not to be held to, nor the doctrines of the words, but if we can see through. Oh, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, as a matter of fact, Ed,
Now,
I'm away. That's how this go. from the life from the 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 from
the
Victor of each beach for six less black back. He was not about the point of the sheep, but the sheep, but probably he's a play, he's a clobber, the door, the sheep.
Him,
hope the sheep is sheep, his sheep, own sheep, his own sheep, and he leads for some, it's own, it's for them, it's him, it's his voice, and
The time of Jesus, Israel of League of Lim, and spiritual
Who can believe in receiving, but the sheep, but they're not there. If any through me be through me, then I find and I find and I the thin out the thin out stone can I own can I strike can I like
life of life, mine life and mine life, but
This is saying, I am the door, I'm the immediately.
I should be.
Family,
they have homeless, no homeless,
it's homeless,
that are pre, that are pre, is when you finally find the door, or, your door,
lag,
yeah, isn't it, what you want, Krishna, the day, stay out, some poor, lonely, I'm going to go to the next one.
All of you, name all of you, you know, you know, you and you, it's a good effort.
Speak, that my brothers, these others, maybe others, back others, wreck others, dig my others, kick my others, the other, how bad she is, pretty is, the fed one, every white plane, was a guy, what you hear, what you hear, what you hear, how cure his feelings, feelings, oh, you know, oh, your name, you know, she is with the one, with the one, you, whatever, you, whatever, you, whatever, you, whatever, you, whatever, you, what isn't that, what is 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 This is to really all. You see, life is all the whole full. Through in the one. And you see that the God in the fold is in the shepherd. This is the man Christian. Hey, why? It's some freshness and the rev, only grey. And in the midst, see, fuck, far. Only should begin, you should begin. At this way. With your links. Hey, but he's so we need to always be checking with the real shepherd behind. That's why we need some kind of plurality among us to really keep everything all square and solid. Now, why do I say all of that? Am I badgering the church or something right now? No. But I have a deep burden in my heart. And you know what the burden in my heart is? Let's turn to one last passage and then I'm quitting. I know my time's up. But you know, and the reality is, we're living in eternity now. Don't worry about the time. Now, in Revelation chapter 3, the burden on my heart is this. You know, it's only when the Lord stands in the midst of the church that you gain a proper appraisal of where she's at. You might think the church is doing pretty good, but when the Lord shows up in the midst, you might be surprised. I think when you look over the seven churches that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, if you just take one example, the Church of Philadelphia, if there's any group in the bunch that you would think they were unsuccessful, it'd be Philadelphia. They were small. They'd been through a lot. They seemed like they were going nowhere. They just had a lot of devotion to the Lord and to one another, and they held fast to the truth. But when the Lord showed up and evaluated, He says, now you guys are doing a good job. Now there's a door open before you. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. I'm with you. But he didn't tell them to repent. But now look, I don't know how you interpret the book of Revelation, and I better not get into it because I see we got all kinds of apocalyptic scholars around here. But I do think that these seven churches represent not only seven alternatives for our own present church life, but I do think they represent ages of history. And I think
that it'd be hard for anybody to disprove that we live right now in the Laodicean church age. And do you know what the foremost characteristic of the Laodicean church age is? Unreality. They think that they're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and they don't know that they're blind, wretched, poor, and naked. They're uncovered. They're naked. The enemy is snatching their children out one by one right out of the church because they're uncovered. And they're blind. They don't see the Lord. The Lord's standing outside knocking on the door trying to get in. The Lord's not even in the church. He's not in the center of it. And the people are living in unreality. They think they're doing fine and their church is doing fine and their pastor's fine. They've got a slick worship program. They're worshiping, having a great time. They don't need the Lord anymore. The pastor knows how to preach and get the money in and get the people rolling. They don't need the Lord anymore. And it's all unreality, unreality, unreality until the Lord shows up and then boom, our eyes are open and we say, man, we need Isaac. Man, we need repentance. And the Lord is hot and mad with us. His ark is shaking all over the place. And He'll knock down our church unless we repent and get right. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, let's not have a false appraisal of where we stand. Only the Lord can properly appraise. I don't know how He would approve or disapprove of your gathering, fellowship, or church. But I just pray that you've got people who seek for truth, even if it hurts. If judgment is to begin in the house of God, then let it be that the Lord Jesus has spoken the word and we repent. Now we don't need What we really need is an evaluation that comes from the Lord Himself, the I Am. He spoke in the midst of the churches and He says, I'm looking over you seven churches, and what am I looking for? I'm looking for reality. And what is reality? It's my presence in the midst. I'm looking over at Ephesus. You guys are working hard, but wait a minute. Where's my love? Where's my love? See, I'm looking for myself. I'm looking for reality. I'm looking at the church of Laodicea. What are you doing? You don't even want me anymore. You don't need me anymore. You're too slick and self-sufficient. We need His reality. It's the only thing that will save the church. May it be in these last days that we stand in the reality of the Lord. He says, He's the only one who is the good shepherd. He's the only one who's the door. He's the only one who can help this fold to be real and to keep us in confidence and keep us from insecurity and lead us in an abundant life, in and out, every day in our life, going through stuff, but all abiding in Him. This is what we need, and this is the truth that sets us free. May the Lord help us to live in these last days according to His desire. Let's pray. Lord, I know I took a lot of time to say things that could easily be spoken more briefly, but Lord, forgive me. Now, Lord, we just come to You and ask You to evaluate the reality. Give us a reality check, Lord, all for our own good. Lord, how we desire to be in prosperity, to find abundance of grace as our daily portion. But Lord, if there is unreality, do open our eyes. By being our good shepherd, do show us if there are wolves and show us our own shortcomings and don't allow us to become like the Laodicean church. Lord, we do love You. And when You come in the midst, we realize how precious the saints are too. Oh Lord, do abide with us. May it be that every group that's represented here experience a reality of Your presence. And know You shepherding us through this dangerous time of unreality. Lord, we think of our young people, how they are dazzled by unreality on every hand. Oh Lord, if we don't have that reality of Jesus and His preciousness in our midst, then our young people will leave, running after things of this world and things that don't matter. Lord, teach us how to be real and not just religious. Show us the way to be the church that loves You with first love. Lord, come into our midst and be the I Am before us. Lord, we recognize that we're blind. Be our light. We recognize we're uncovered. Be our shepherd. Lord, we realize that we don't know how to go out and how to come in, but You're our door. Oh Lord, do lead us. Lord, we're in perilous times. Help us to see the reality of these times and with sober-mindedness pursue after You, the great I Am, and to be found in Your fold, one with another, in the flock, experiencing your abundance. Lord, I pray for my precious brothers and sisters. I know some of them go home to an abundance, and others go home to a situation that is heartbreaking. Oh, Lord, You are the door of the sheep. Do give everybody here that sense that in the end, You're their home. Over and above that fellowship they go to, that group that they're involved in, You're their home away from home. We thank You, Lord, for that revelation in our life. In Jesus' name.